The Commonwealth Savings Bank of Australia, the bank for all the family, takes pleasure in presenting the show for all the family, Life with Dexter.
Or just a rainy day.
Be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and
start right today to bank. Commonwealth save, Commonwealth bank, Commonwealth now.
They say that luck is a lady, but quite recently luck was no lady for the Duttons. It was one evening, only a couple of weeks ago, when Dexter was pounced upon by his two children, both with books of raffle tickets clutched in their hot little hands.
Hey, Dad, how many tickets of mine do you want?
Never mind his, Daddy. Take some of mine.
Now, wait a minute. I've already sent a donation to the school building fund.
Oh, my tickets are only sixpence, and you can win a beautiful homemade cake.
I don't like cake.
Oh, but this is a cherry cake made with real cherries.
I don't care if it's an angel cake made with real angels. You know, I never win anything.
Oh, sure, Dad, but... Well, you buy a ticket, then if you win the cake, it's yours not to eat if you don't want to.
It... Ashley, you have that infuriating brand of lopsided logic that makes a man's hair go gray before his time.
Daddy, yours isn't going gray. It's just going.
Yeah. Oh.
Dad, would you like two tickets or only one?
I don't want any.
Daddy, please buy one of mine. They're 2 shillings, but you might win a gold watch.
Janie, I have a gold watch.
But I haven't.
You have... All right, why don't you buy a ticket?
Oh, not on your life. I'm a salesman, not a customer.
Children, I'm sorry, but I've made my donation to the building fund, and I don't need a cake or another watch.
Very well, Daddy. But I've got another book of tickets here. It's for the poor old horses.
Oh, well, I don't need any horses either.
Oh, no, you don't understand. Someone draws the lucky ticket, and they get a week's holiday on the Gold Coast for two.
What would two horses want with a week's holiday on the Gold Coast?
Oh, Dad.
Daddy, this particular raffle's been organized by the RSPCA. Don't you care about the future of poor dumb creatures?
Yes, yes, Janie, I do, but I also must care for my own future.
Oh, same thing.
Yes, same.
Just forget I ever asked you to buy any tickets. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute, Janie. Hold on. I was just having a little fun. I'll take some tickets. Certainly I will let... Now, wait a minute. I'll have two of yours, Janie. And Ashley, you don't deserve it, but I'll take 8 of your sixpenny ones.
Oh, gee, Dad, thanks. You're an absolute wizard.
In 3 seconds, I've been promoted from a dumb creature to a wizard.
Here we are. 2 tickets will cost you 4 shillings.
And another 4 shillings for my 8.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Yeah.
Dexter, where are you? Where is everybody?
We're all in the kitchen, dear. Quick, kids, give me the rest of your raffle tickets and I'll show you some real salesmanship.
Homa?
Yes.
Well, what is this? Another summit conference?
No, Jessie. I've just been buying raffle tickets, and the prizes are so exciting, I told the children they must save some for you.
Oh, isn't that sweet of you, dear? But somehow I don't feel lucky today. It's Friday.
But, Mom, you might win a homemade cake.
Yeah. Or a gold watch.
Well...
And how would you like a trip to the Gold Coast for two?
Oh, I'd like that. But who's going with me?
Hey. Well, I mean, Jessie, what is wrong with me?
Well, sure, Mum, you could take Dad.
Well, you see, I'm not lucky today. Oh, no, children, I'm very sorry, but I just don't like buying raffle tickets on a Friday.
Jessie, that is the silliest, most childish thing I've ever heard.
Is it, dear? You mean people shouldn't be superstitious when they're buying raffle tickets?
Well, certainly they shouldn't.
Oh, well, I'm glad you said that, because now you can buy 13 of mine.
Yours? You mean you're selling tickets, too?
Mm-hmm. I'm also helping the school building fund. Actually, the tickets I'm selling are for Katie.
Who'd want to win Katie?
You know what I mean. Now, if you buy some of my £5 tickets, you could win a house.
£5 tickets! A house!
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's a modern ideal Acme house. They're showing a copy of one at the local ideal home exhibition. It's called the Roundhouse.
£5 for a ticket to win a roundhouse?
Oh, gee, Dad, you should be in that. A roundhouse would fit you perfectly.
I know.
Now, I've only got 3 tickets left in my book. Dexter, this roundhouse is completely furnished, but you can either sell the furniture or take the lot.
I'd sell the furniture.
I'll take the lot.
So would I. Well, dear, what about it?
Oh, I'd take the lot.
The lot? Oh, good. Now, that's 3 tickets. That'll be £15.
Hey, wait a minute.
Well, that looked to me like a trick question that Jesse asked Dexter. And it looked as though Dexter fell for it. And speaking of questions, there's one I'm frequently asked, and that is, why should I save? What do people get out of it? And by way of answering that question, I will from time to time tell you case histories of people who've got what they want through saving. This morning I got a letter from London from a girl named Anne. It was a long letter in which she told me the many interesting places she visited in England and the continent in the 12 months since she left Australia. Perhaps you think Anne has wealthy parents. Well, she hasn't. She was just an ordinary typist and stenographer. Every penny of the money for her trip abroad was saved in the Commonwealth Savings Bank. As regular as clockwork, every payday, she visited the Commonwealth Savings Bank and deposited as much as she could. Today she's overseas, and if you could read her letter and others I've received, you'd realize the happiness that comes from saving. That's why you too should Bank Commonwealth.
Come in.
Good morning, J.G. If you're not too busy, may I please have a word with you?
You may. Go ahead.
Well,
you've had your word. Goodbye.
Sometimes your sense of humor escapes me completely. You have no regard whatever for a person's feelings. And fancy being rude to a man on his birthday.
Birthday? Oh, Dexter, I'm sorry. I'm sincerely sorry. Is this your birthday?
No, but fancy being rude to a man if it was.
Dutton? Dutton, will you state your business and get out of here?
With pleasure. Now, wait a minute. What did I come in? Oh, yes. J.G., how would you like to become the owner of a fabulous, ultra-modern Acme roundhouse for the paltry, insignificant sum of £5?
How would I like to jump off the end of what?
I'm serious. It's a brand-new, fully furnished home to be erected on any flat block of land you care to nominate.
Well, if you ask me, there's a flat block of land under your cranium. What on earth in the world are you dithering about?
J.G., I'm offering you the wonderful opportunity of taking one of my 3 raffle tickets to win a house.
Aha! Now we're getting the shabby truth. You've been landed with 3 raffle tickets and you're trying to shove one onto me.
I'm not trying to shove one onto you at all. I could be selfish and keep all 3, but, well, as a friend, I'm giving you an opportunity to grab one.
I'd hate to know what you'd give me as an enemy. Dexter, I imagine your raffle tickets are connected with the school building fund.
That's right. The winning ticket number for the house is to be announced on the radio on Saturday morning next. And the person who wins can collect the deeds of the house on the last day of the Modern Homes exhibition. That's on the Monday.
I see. Dexter, look what I've got.
What? It looks like more raffle tickets.
Exactly. 3, to be exact, and they were forced onto me by Katie for a fiver a pop.
It looks like you got popped with the same kind of pop I got popped with.
Yes, 15 smackers is a mighty big pop.
It's an atomic explosion. Say, look, why don't you buy a ticket from me, and I'll buy one from you, and that way we'll each have a fiver.
Your powers of mathematical deduction are astounding.
Yeah.
We won't save any money that way, you great log. Look, I've got a much better idea. We'll toss to see whether you buy one of my tickets or vice versa.
What are your tickets for?
A car. And, brother, you need a car.
What do you mean by that? I've got Hector.
I know you've got Hector. That's why you need a car. Now, come on. I'll toss a penny to see who's going to spend another fiver, eh?
Okay. I guess I might as well be broke as the way I am.
Yes, let's see now. We'll make the bet this way. Huh? Heads, you buy a ticket for me. And tails, I'm the one who allows you to purchase a ticket.
Would you say that again?
Yes, certainly. If it's heads, you buy a ticket for me. Yeah. And if it's tails, I'm the one who allows you to purchase a ticket. Now, I'll toss the coin.
Hey, just a moment. There's something that doesn't make sense to me.
Oh, it's quite in order. Heads, you buy a ticket for me. And tails, I'm the one who allows you to buy a ticket.
Yeah, that makes sense. But why can't I toss the penny?
The most fantastic, exciting news. Or have you already heard it?
Oh, no, Katie, we haven't heard anything. What is the news?
Jesse, you've won the house. What? Dexter's won the house.
Dad's won the house.
Katie, you're joking.
No, I'm not. I was powdering my nose in the bathroom when I heard a voice from the radio in the bedroom announcing the winning number. 2111. And I know Dexter's got 2111.
He has.
He's got 2111, 2112, and 2113.
Oh, well, I think I'm going to faint.
Oh, here, Mom, here, sit down. Take the weight off your feet. I'll go and tell Dad.
No, not yet. We'll all tell him together when I've got my breath back.
Oh, I feel like phoning everyone and telling them the good news.
Janie, I wouldn't do that if I were you. You'll have strange characters barging in all weekend.
Yes. Katie's right. Now, Dexter's taking us to the Holmes exhibition this afternoon, and we can see a copy of the roundhouse without being swamped with salesmen and well-wishers.
Is it today they're making the presentation of the deeds for the house?
No, that's not till Monday. Monday's a public holiday, and the last day of the Holmes exhibition. Oh, Jesse, no one knows that Dexter holds the winning ticket except us.
Doesn't Mr. Wilmot know?
No, he went off to play golf this morning, and I don't know when he'll be back.
Oh, I feel better now. Let's go upstairs and tell Dexter.
Well, follow me, everyone. Oh, Dad's going to be so surprised he might go down the plug hole.
Here, lean on me for support, Jessie. Oh, you're shaking at the knees.
Oh, thanks, Katie. I only hope the new house doesn't have any stairs like these.
Well, Dad's still in the bath. I can hear the water splashing.
Dexter, are you still in the bath?
Yes, Jessie, I'm having fun sailing one of Ashley's boats.
But have you finished bathing?
No, I've still got my hair to wash.
Well, hurry up, Dad, and come to the door. We want to talk to you.
I'll be out soon. I like to take about 10 minutes washing my hair.
Well, try to do it in 10 seconds. You've only got 10 hairs to wash.
Daddy, come to the door right away. Mrs. Wilmot's with us, and we've got the most exciting, wonderful news that you've ever heard in your life.
Oh, okay. Well, just wait till I dry off and put on my gown.
Jesse,
mm-hmm.
I've just had a wonderful idea.
Why, Katie, what is it?
Instead of telling Dexter now, mm-hmm. why not keep it a secret until this afternoon? Then you can show him the house at the exhibition and see the look on his face when you tell him that it's his.
Well, that's a massive idea.
Fabulous!
Katie, that is a good idea. Now, we won't say a word until this afternoon.
Well, family. Hello, Katie. What's this wonderful piece of news you have for me?
News?
Hi, Dexter.
It's raining outside.
Yes.
It's what?
Yes, Dexter. It's raining. That's what I came over to tell Jesse.
You all got me out of the bath just to tell me that?
Well, dear, last night you said the garden wasn't getting enough rain, so we thought you might be worried about your sweet Williams.
Jessie, as I stand here dripping wet in my bathrobe with a draught whistling through the door, the last thing I'm worried about are my sweet Williams.
Well, sorry, Daddy. Get back to your bath.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Phew, that was close.
Oh, you know, Katie, I really don't know if we're doing the right thing. If we wait till we get to the Ideal Homes exhibition to tell Dexter about his win, well, he might collapse in front of everyone.
Well, he might also be angry that we kept it a secret.
Well, you please yourself, Jessie. If you want to tell Dexter now, you tell him now.
Okay, let's tell him. Hey, Dad!
Oh, what is it?
We've got some fantastic news. You'd better come out.
I already know it's raining.
Dexter, it's not that. This news is much more wonderful.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, yes, I'm quite sure we're doing the right thing by telling him.
It's your business, Jesse. But if I were in your position, I think I'd save the fun until later.
But as Mummy said, Daddy might collapse at the exhibition.
Well, he's a grown man. Why should he collapse?
Mrs. Wilmot's right. Think of the fun we'd have surprising Dad this afternoon.
Yes, on second thoughts, I agree. We won't say a word now. Not a word.
All right, so I'm here. Let's have the wonderful news.
Good morning, Dexter.
Good morning, Kate. I've spoken to you before. Well, what's the fantastic news?
It stopped raining.
Oh, no!
Yes, Daddy, isn't it wonderful?
It'll be fine for us to go to the exhibition. We won't get wet.
No one could be wetter than I am at this moment. Look, get away from here, you bunch of funny people, and let me finish my bath.
I think Dad's angry.
Yes, I have seen him in much more placid moods.
So have I.
Never mind. Imagine his surprise when you spring the news this afternoon.
Ah! Oh!
Dexter, what's the matter?
I sat on the mast of Ashley's sailing boat. Jesse, I won't be long. I'm just going next door to see J.G. for a moment.
Well, make it snappy. We're due to leave for the exhibition in half an hour.
Yeah, I'll only be a few minutes.
Dexter, when you get in there, tell Jonathan that he's taking me to the exhibition shortly, too.
Yeah, all right, Katie. Anybody home? Jonathan, it's Dexter.
Dexter, I'm in the bar. Let yourself in.
Ah, in the bar, huh? Did you say you were in the bar?
That's what I said. What is it?
Jonathan, I think you'd better put on your robe and come to the door at once. I've got amazing news for you.
Well, open the door and come in.
I don't think I could stand the gruesome sight.
Oh, very, very funny. Look, if you've got news, just open the... I've locked it. Wait a moment, I'll get out.
Better hang on to the door frame when you open it. This news is going to stagger you.
Well, cough it up. What's the amazing news?
We're going to have a sunny afternoon.
While J.G. explains to Dexter just exactly what he thinks of him, I'd like to explain something to you. I've often mentioned that no matter where you go in Australia, there are officers of the Commonwealth Savings Bank. Now I'd like to explain what that means to you. Many of these are in post offices. In fact, almost every post office is an agency of the Commonwealth Savings Bank. In addition, there are agencies in large departmental stores as well as in small shops. And the important thing from your point of view is you can deposit money at any of these Commonwealth Savings Bank offices, no matter where your account is kept. You can open accounts at any of these offices. You can also arrange to withdraw money, and if you wish, collect large withdrawals by check. All your business is conducted in strict privacy. And just one more thing, the same friendly Commonwealth Savings Bank service is available to you at every office. With service like this, it's no wonder 5.25 million people week by week bank Commonwealth.
Holmes' exhibition absolutely wonderful.
Oh, it's breathtaking.
Yeah, well, nothing's taken my breath yet, except the price tags.
Never mind, dear. Who knows, we might finish up getting something valuable for nothing.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You mean like one of these houses?
Well, it's possible, Daddy.
Yeah, but
about as possible as J.G. giving me a raise. Still, I do hold free tickets in the roundhouse. Where is this roundhouse?
Oh, it's at the other end of this pavilion. We're slowly heading towards it now.
What's so funny?
I was just amused by that funny gas cooker over there.
Yes, isn't it a scream?
You can't say it looks hysterical to me. Well, where's Ashley? Where did he go?
He's over there having free samples of breakfast food.
He has passed one store where they're giving away free tastes. Ashley, come on.
Coming. More chips. You over there?
Lady gave me a scone with butter and strawberry jam.
Well, for goodness sake, stay with us. Why are you limping like that?
I have to. I'm wearing a free sample of corn plasters.
Hey, how's that for a corny joke? I made it funny.
Well, don't tell anybody. Hey, look, the Wilmots are over there looking at that tiled roof.
Well, let's go over. And it isn't a tiled roof. It's the roof house.
The roof... Jesse, you mean it's a complete house all in a roof?
Exactly.
Well, I've seen lots of houses without roofs, but that's the first roof I've ever seen without a house.
I say, Dexter, come and have a squiz at this. Isn't it something? A roof with rooms in it, right on the ground.
It doesn't appeal to me, J.G. I don't like the idea of having nothing upstairs.
It's never bothered you before.
I think this house is absolutely wonderful, Jesse. I've been reading some details about it. It's built so that it can be easily hoisted.
Hoisted?
Yes, Jesse. You see, in the event of your family increasing, you merely build a ground floor, lift up the roof, and plonk it on top.
J.G., what did Katie say?
She said if there was an increase in your family, you'd raise the roof.
Ah. Huh? Hey, where are you girls going?
Over here to look at the roundhouse. Now, hurry up.
Isn't that the house that you've got three tickets for?
Yes. Yes, that's the one I've still got three tickets for because you were too mean to take one. But you panned off one of your tickets onto me.
Oh, only because I fairly won a bet. What ticket numbers have you got for the house?
I've got 2111, 2112, and 2113. It's still not too late to take one of them, if you like. How about 2111?
No, thanks. I'm no mug.
Oh. Oh, Dixon, look at this, will you? Isn't it the most darling little roundhouse?
Come on, Dad, come inside.
Oh, come on, J.G. We might as well see what's inside for me to win if I win it.
Jesse, it is a little small, isn't it?
Well, Katie, they're like this these days to conserve space.
Mummy, look over here at this huge linen cupboard.
Janie, that's not a linen cupboard. I think it's the dining room.
The dining room? Well, where's all our furniture going?
Well, I guess if we won this house, we'd have to get rid of our old furniture and take this ultra-modern stuff.
Oh, I don't like it. It's what they call contemptuous furniture.
Contemporary furniture, and you'll have to get to like it. We're going to have to live with it.
Jesse, why do you say that? We haven't won the house yet.
Oh, darling, that's the big surprise we've been saving up for you. One of your three tickets did win this roundhouse. 2111.
My ticket won.
Jesse, did you hear that? I won. I won.
If I had a handle, I'd be the biggest mug in the world. Jesse, I still can't understand why Dexter wouldn't let us all go with him to the exhibition to see him collect his prize.
Oh, Jonathan, be quiet. We all went there on Saturday. There's no reason for us to be there again today.
Well, you see, Dexter thought it better if he collected the deeds to the house quietly by himself without any fuss.
Oh, he could have taken me with him. I wouldn't have made any fuss.
Oh, you only want to go to eat more free food samples.
Dexter should be home any time now, and then we'll have all the excitement of seeing proof that we actually own the little round house.
Jesse, we must think of a name for it. A house like that should have a cute name.
How about the doll's house?
Oh, you can't call anything the doll's house. Ibsen might sue you for plagiarism.
Who's Ibsen?
Ashley, you mean to say you don't know who Ibsen is?
I don't even know who plagiarism is.
Hi, everybody. I'm home.
Oh, come on,
Take it easy, everybody. Don't excite yourselves. I didn't win the house.
You're joking, of course.
No, I didn't win the house. And after seeing it again, this one looks pretty good to me.
But, Dexter, your ticket, 2111.
My ticket was 2111 from a pink book. The winning ticket was blue.
Oh, what an awful shame.
Oh, it's all my fault. Oh, I should have listened carefully to the men on the radio.
Oh, it's nobody's fault, Katie, and it doesn't matter. I didn't like the stupid-looking house. Anyway, it turned out I won a consolation prize.
Dexter, don't keep us in suspense. What did you win?
I won a do-it-yourself home permanent wave kit.
That. Come to think of it, £15 for a home perm kit is a lot of money, even if Dexter had a good head of hair. And that reminds me of a saying you often hear these days. Whenever people talk about something they never imagine will happen, they say, it's just like winning the lottery. And yet, strange as it may seem, there are many people who are relying on a lucky break to provide them with the good things of life. If you are one of these, believe me, you're backing a dead horse. The people you see about you who are enjoying the good things of life are people who save for them in the Commonwealth Savings Bank. The people who have their own homes, the people who take the best holidays, the people whose children enjoy a good education are people who visit the Commonwealth Savings Bank each payday. So instead of looking for a lucky break, look for the Commonwealth Savings Bank. Open a Commonwealth Savings Bank account, and week by week, bank Commonwealth.
If money can buy it, saving will get it. So bank Commonwealth now.
For a car or a bike or just a rainy day,
be sure to save the friendly Commonwealth way.
So listen to this advice and start
right today to bank Commonwealth. Save Commonwealth Bank Commonwealth now.
Life is Dexter is produced by Noel Judd and written by Willie Fennell. And this is John Dunn inviting you to enjoy life with Dexter at the same time next week from this station. And remember, you'll always enjoy life with a Commonwealth Savings Bank account.